Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
Ian Guider from the Business Post, its markets editor, joins us now. We had earlier in the programme David Fitzsimons from Retail Excellence Ireland reacting to the details of the first phase of the relaxation of the shutdown. He is worried, though, isn't there, something I didn't get a chance to talk to him about what he's calling a two-step economic journey, which could really lead to enormous job losses. Tell us a little bit of what he fears.
Yeah, Retail Excellence Ireland, before the announcement today, had put out a statement talking about the reopening that was coming for some retailers on Monday and for further retailers in the coming week. And what they were suggesting was that in the first part of the reopening over the next couple of weeks, you are going to have a release of pent-up demand as people return to shops. There will be many people out there who have money to spend and want to buy things, and Retail Excellence Ireland believe that sales would actually be up by around 15% in that first period, which will be welcome news to many retailers who have been shut for now, what, the best part of 2 months' time. And also, there will be many people out there who would welcome shoppers coming back through their door. However, what they are pointing out, based on what their members fear over the coming months, is once you get over this initial pent-up demand out there dissipating, that once people get out, get used to shops being open again, perhaps the cold, hard economic reality will kick in, and that sales in stores, once they reopen, will not return to anywhere near the level of where they were, and could be anywhere between 15 and 40% below when they close down. Now, that would have a huge and devastating impact on retail workers, and you could be looking at somewhere in the region of 100,000 retail jobs not returning or being lost over the next couple of years. And David, he's been very accurate about his predictions in the past about what's been happening in retail, and he has again reiterated, Matt, as you heard, looking for direct assistance for the retail sector from the government. The big issue for many of them, regardless of how many shoppers return, even if people are not put off by the physical distancing measures, the big issue for many retailers is meeting that rent bill. And Retail Excellence Ireland looking for the government to pay 60% of commercial rents. I've been speaking to retailers in the last couple of months, many of whom haven't paid their quarterly rent that was due on April the 1st because they didn't have many reserves. And they're really worried about what happens if they miss the next payment due on the 1st of July for the following 3 months. Many retailers I've spoken to have had solicitors' letters through the door and have been warned or threatened that if they don't pay, there will be consequences, including winding up orders for many significant, not just small and retail, not just small town retailers out there. Many significant retail chains, I'm told, have been told they face legal threats of winding up.
Very difficult one for them. Job losses today at both Ryanair and indeed Bank of Ireland. We're just talking about people who work in the front line in banking who don't necessarily have security, particularly temporary workers like those at Bank of Ireland.
Yeah, about 350 jobs between Ryanair and Bank of Ireland being announced today. Bank of Ireland, these are contractors employed through a recruitment company. Once that period of time ends in June, they will not be offered further work by Bank of Ireland. These are people that work in call centres, people that work in back office roles for the bank. Normally what would happen is these workers, contractors, would go on to full-time employment with Bank of Ireland. They would migrate from the recruitment company being on their books, it being to full-time employees. However, what is happening with the banks is normally there would be a turnover of people, people who either leave or people who retire or get promoted. They would free up a role within the banks. However, that is not happening. So once these contracts end in June, there will not be a role for these people. And again, further contract workers in some Ryanair offices around Europe, including its headquarters in Swords in Dublin, people at Stansted Airport and a couple of airports in Europe, the back end functions there. When Ryanair reopens those offices in start of June in advance of restarting flights in July, those staff will no longer be needed as Ryanair begins to cut its workforce.
Yeah, but Ian, aren't they needed to actually sort out all the refunds which Ryanair told us they couldn't give because they didn't have people working in the HQ because of COVID-19 restrictions?
That may be the case, but Ryanair has also said it is cutting back on costs. We know it has warned of a potential 3,000 job losses, including pilots, cabin crew, but also staff in back office roles as well, looking to cut payroll costs by 20%. So it has to, this money has to be found from somewhere, Matt. And if these employees are on contracts, they will not be replaced. So in terms of people getting those refunds, cash refunds, as the airline promised as well, you could be waiting a little bit longer.
Something else that's been going on all week is negotiations between the UK and the EU in relation to a new post-Brexit deal. And I see the man who's been charged on the British side with leading the negotiations, civil servant David Frost, today publicly putting it up to the EU, saying the British were going to publish their position papers, that they're feeling that they've been asked to do unfair things by the European Union to effectively keep them trapped within the single market. Maybe it's all a big negotiating ploy, but this does have the look of things are going badly wrong for future relationships between Britain and the European Union. How hopeful do you think could Irish business be that this will be sorted out?
Yeah, we've kind of forgotten about the impending doom that is Brexit because of the imminent doom that has been the economic crisis caused by COVID-19. And let's be honest, Matt, there is very limited amount of time left to get an agreement between the EU and Britain because, of course, they are meant to, if they can't get an agreement, apply for an extension by June. That doesn't look like happening. And the letter published by David Frost, the British negotiator today, talking about how the simple things that Britain wanted, such as a comprehensive free trade agreement, They're not getting any type of reconciliation by the EU side to this. In fact, what they're saying, the EU want to continue with the so-called level playing field, i.e. that the existing EU standards would apply to Britain after it leaves the European Union officially. Now, Britain do have a problem with that because, of course, they want to strike trade deals around the world, and they don't believe that if they're applying to EU standards, they'll be able to do a deal with the United States. Now, another issue that has emerged, and it's one that has, I suppose, it was part of the original campaign. It was access to British waters for fisheries. Now, you can imagine the horror of many British fishermen who voted for Brexit, and they did vote for Brexit, if French and Spanish trawlers were still to be fishing in British waters after they leave the European Union. So these are not two areas that there is agreement going to be reached anytime soon, just given the impact of one, particularly the level playing field, that has an impact on Britain's future trade agreements, but also the emotion and the political support of the fishing community who voted for Brexit will be particularly feeling that they have been let down if Britain were to give in on that area. So it looks like we're heading for stalemate ahead of that crucial June deadline.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor with the Business Post. As ever, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.